The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 48. The Corn Spirit as an Animal. Section 6. The Corn Spirit as a Goat. Further, the corn spirit often appears in the form of a goat. In some parts of Prussia, when the corn bends before the wind, they say, the goats are chasing each other, the wind is driving the goats through the corn, the goats are browsing there, and they expect a very good harvest. Again they say, the oats goat is sitting in the oats field, the corn goat is sitting in the rear field. Children are warned not to go into the corn fields to pluck the blue corn flowers, or amongst the beans to pluck pods, because the rear goat, the corn goat, the oats goat, or the bean goat is sitting or lying there, and will carry them away or kill them. When a harvester is taken sick or lags behind his fellows at their work, they call out, the harvest goat has pushed him, he has been pushed by the corn goat. In the neighborhood of Braunsberg, East Prussia, at binding the oats every harvester makes haste, lest the corn goat push him. At 0410, in Norway, each reaper has his allotted patch to reap. When a reaper in the middle has not finished reaping his piece after his neighbors have finished theirs, they say of him, he remains on the island. And if the laggard is a man, they imitate the cry with which they call a he-goat. If a woman, the cry with which they call a she-goat. Near Straubing, in Lower Bavaria, it is said of the man who cuts the last corn mat, he has the corn goat, or the wheat goat, or the oats goat, according to the crop. Moreover, two horns are set up on the last heap of corn, and it is called the horned goat. At Kreuzberg, East Prussia, they call out to the woman who is binding the last sheaf, the goat is sitting in the sheaf. At Gablingen, in Swabia, when the last field of oats upon a farm is being reaped, the reapers carve a goat out of wood. Ears of oats are inserted in its nostrils and mouth, and it is adorned with garlands of flowers. It is set up on the field and called the oats goat. When the reaping approaches an end, each reaper hastens to finish his piece first. He who is the last to finish gets the oats goat. Again, the last sheaf is itself called the goat. Thus, in the valley of the Wiesent, Bavaria, the last sheaf bound on the field is called the goat. And they have a proverb, the field must bear a goat. At Spatbriaken, in Hesse, the last handful of corn which is cut is called the goat, and the man who cuts it is much ridiculed. At Ehrenbiechig and about Mosbach in Baden the last sheaf is also called the goat. Sometimes the last sheaf is made up in the form of a goat, and they say, the goat is sitting in it. Again, the person who cuts or binds the last sheaf is called the goat. Thus, in parts of Mecklenburg they call out to the woman who binds the last sheaf, you are the harvest goat. Near Usen, in Hanover, the harvest festival begins with the bringing of the harvest goat. That is, the woman who bound the last sheaf is wrapped in straw, crowned with a harvest wreath, and brought in a wheelbarrow to the village, where a round dance takes place. About Lunneburg, also, the woman who binds the last corn is decked with a crown of corn ears and is called the corn goat. At Mainzesheim in Baden the reaper who cuts the last handful of corn or oats is called the corn goat or the oats goat. In the canton St. Gall, Switzerland, the person who cuts the last handful of corn on the field, or drives the last harvest wagon to the barn, is called the corn goat or the rear goat, or simply the goat. In the canton Thurgau he is called corn goat. Like a goat he has a bull hung round his neck, is led in triumph, and drenched with liquor. In parts of Styria, also, the man who cuts the last corn is called corn goat, oats goat, or the like. As a rule, the man who thus gets the name of corn goat has to bear it a whole year till the next harvest. According to one view, the corn spirit, who has been caught in the form of a goat or otherwise, lives in the farmhouse or barn over winter. Thus, each farm has its own embodiment of the corn spirit. But, according to another view, the corn spirit is the genius or deity, not of the corn of one farm only, but of all the corn. Hence when the corn on one farm is all cut, he flees to another where there is still corn left standing. This idea is brought out in the harvest custom which was formerly observed in Sky. The farmer who first finished reaping sent a man or woman with a sheaf to a neighboring farmer who had not finished. The latter in his turn, when he had finished, sent on the sheaf to his neighbor who was still reaping. And so the sheaf made the round of the farms till all the corn was cut. The sheaf was called the gober takag, that is, the crippled goat. The custom appears not to be extinct at the present day, for it was reported from Sky not very many years ago. The corn spirit was probably thus represented as lame because he had been crippled by the cutting of the corn. Sometimes the old woman who brings home the last sheaf must limp on one foot. But sometimes the corn spirit, in the form of a goat, is believed to be slain on the harvest field by the sickle or scythe. Thus, in the neighborhood of Bernkastel, on the Moselle, the reapers determine by lot the order in which they shall follow each other. The first is called the forereaper, the last the tale-bearer. If a reaper overtakes the man in front, he reaps past him, bending round so as to leave the slower reaper in a patch by himself. This patch is called the goat. And the man for whom the goat is cut, in this way, is laughed and jeered at by his fellows for the rest of the day. When the tale-bearer cuts the last ears of corn, it is said, he is cutting the goat's neck off. In the neighborhood of Grenoble, before the end of the reaping, a live goat is adorned with flowers and ribbons and allowed to run about the field. The reapers chase it and try to catch it. When it is caught, the farmer's wife holds it fast while the farmer cuts off its head. The goat's flesh serves to furnish the harvest supper. A piece of the flesh is pickled and kept till the next harvest, when another goat is killed. Then all the harvesters eat of the flesh. On the same day the skin of the goat is made into a cloak, which the farmer, who works with his men, must always wear at harvest time if rain or bad weather sets in. But if a reaper gets pains in his back, the farmer gives him the goat skin to wear. The reason for this seems to be that the pains in the back, being inflicted by the corn spirit, can also be healed by it. Similarly, we saw that elsewhere, when a reaper is wounded at reaping, a cat, as the representative of the corn spirit, is made to lick the wound. Estonian reapers of the island of Mon think that the man who cuts the first ears of corn at harvest will get pains in his back, probably because the corn spirit is believed to resent especially the first wound. And, in order to escape pains in the back, Saxon reapers in Transylvania gird their loins with the first handful of ears which they cut. Here, again, the corn spirit is applied to for healing or protection, but in his original vegetable form, not in the form of a goat or a cat. Further, the corn spirit under the form of a goat is sometimes conceived as lurking among the cut corn in the barn, till he is driven from it by the threshing flail. Thus in Baden the last sheaf to be threshed is called the corn goat, the spelt goat, or the oats goat according to the kind of grain. Again, near Martel, in Upper Bavaria, the sheaves are called straw goats or simply goats. They are laid in a great heap on the open field and threshed by two rows of men standing opposite each other, who, as they ply their flails, sing a song in which they say that they see the straw goats amongst the corn stalks. The last goat, that is, the last sheaf, is adorned with a wreath of violets and other flowers and with cakes strung together. It is placed right in the middle of the heap. Some of the threshers rush at it and tear the best of it out. Others lay on with their flails so recklessly that heads are sometimes broken. At Oberental, in the Tyrol, the last thresher is called goat. So at Hasselberg, in West Bohemia, the man who gives the last stroke at threshing oats is called the oats goat. At Tettenang, in Württemberg, the thresher who gives the last stroke to the last bundle of corn before it is turned goes by the name of the he-goat, and it is said, he has driven the he-goat away. The person who, after the bundle has been turned, gives the last stroke of all, is called the she-goat. In this custom it is implied that the corn is inhabited by a pair of corn spirits, male and female. Further, the corn spirit, captured in the form of a goat at threshing, is passed on to a neighbor whose threshing is not yet finished. In French Comte, as soon as the threshing is over, the young people set up a straw figure of a goat on the farmyard of a neighbor who is still threshing. You must give them wine or money in return. At Elwangen, in Württemberg, the effigy of a goat is made out of the last bundle of corn at threshing. Four sticks form its legs, and two its horns. The man who gives the last stroke with the flail must carry the goat to the barn of a neighbor who is still threshing and throw it down on the floor. If he is caught in the act, they tie the goat on his back. A similar custom is observed at Indersdorf, in Upper Bavaria. The man who throws the straw goat into the neighbor's barn imitates the bleating of a goat. If they catch him, they blacken his face and tie the goat on his back. At Savern, in Alsace, when a farmer is a week or more behind his neighbors with his threshing, they set a real stuffed goat or fox before his door. Sometimes the spirit of the corn in goat form is believed to be killed at threshing. In the district of Traunstein, Upper Bavaria, they think that the oats goat is in the last sheaf of oats. He is represented by an old rake set up on end, with an old pot forehead. The children are then told to kill the oats goat.